This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Okay, class, that's the end of another week. Any questions?
I do have some questions. I always have questions on a Friday.
Yeah, I really enjoy your questions.
My questions are all with a backing track of mandolin music.
It's nice.
Mandolin musings, if you must. Mandolin musings. Surprisingly hard to say.
Yeah,
for me.
That's why you've never called it that.
Maybe. So many reasons why. All right, some ponderables, if you will. So something to think about across the weekend. Mm-hmm. You ready, Gab?
I'm so ready.
I have so many questions to ask, but I've only got limited amount of time. My first question is this. A ginger ale, so dry ginger ale, and ginger beer, the same thing. Because an ale is a type of beer.
I don't know. I hate ginger, so I don't drink either. So I don't know if they even taste different.
I didn't even think about it until the other day. I'm like, hang on a second. I've had both of these products.
Do they taste the same?
Similar but different.
Oh. Well, then they're probably not the same.
But they... What? They should be.
But you can get different forms of beer. Like there's ale, stout, you know. So they're just... They're different but the same.
Same, same but different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's move on. Are rocks hard all the time, or do they just tense up whenever somebody gets close?
I don't know, but I think the first. I think they're always hard.
You sure?
I think so.
How do you know?
Because they're not living.
Here's my challenge to you across the weekend. Try and sneak up on a rock.
Okay, challenge accepted.
I want you to film it. Pixar, it never happened. Or video in this case. All right, here's another one for you. Do you think that toothpaste ruins the taste of food on purpose to stop you from eating food straight after you finish brushing?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because you shouldn't eat or drink straight away after cleaning your teeth.
That's right.
Because then it just dirties them again.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
You reckon the inventors of toothpaste have done that on purpose?
Definitely.
Okay. One last one.
Mm.
If they can make tearless shampoo for infants...
Yeah.
Why don't they make all shampoo tearless?
I've asked this question so many times. Whenever I'm crying in the shower because of shampoo in the eye, I'm like, why? What is this?
Give us the baby stuff then.
Yeah.
For crying out loud.
I wonder if it does a good job of cleaning.
I don't know if it does a good job of cleaning. All right. They're my questions. There's some things to think about, including Gabby's grasp of the English language.
It's not very good today, let's be honest. We are super confused today, though, because it turns out they've decided to take one of the State of Origin games to Adelaide in 2020.
Yep.
We don't understand where this decision has come from. You know, they've taken it to Melbourne a few times, and it's like, Melbourne don't care.
But don't
the majority of the audience travels from New South Wales and Queensland to go view it.
But here's the thing. I totally understand the fact that it goes to Melbourne on the other occasion because they have an NRL team.
Yeah, but they're not in the State of Origin.
No, but some
but
of the
But at least they
are.
Like rugby league.
Yeah, yes. they have a fan base there, which is fine. In Adelaide, there is nothing. They are not interested in rugby league at all.
It's an AFL state. And that is it. They don't go for rugby league. So we're like, why would you take State of Origin there? No one is going to care. So we wanted to call a few people to see if we're right, if they actually care or not.
All right. So first up, what have we got, Gab? Who are we calling?
We're going to give a gym a call. All right. So this is a fitness centre in Adelaide.
Thank you.
Welcome to North Adelaide Fitness Centre. This is Nolene.
Hi, Nolene. It's Hamish and Gabby from Hit FM. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. We're just doing a really quick survey at the moment and would love your opinion. We just want to know how excited you are to get the State of Origin in Adelaide in 2020.
I'm probably not the best person to ask, to be honest.
Yeah, I feel like no one in Adelaide is, but are you a big footy fan when it comes to rugby league?
I'm not, to be honest.
So given the choice of going to the game or staying at home and doing anything else, what would your choice be? Be truthful. Be honest.
How enthusiastic I am.
Staying at home and knitting sounds like a great option.
I'm washing my hair.
No.
Can you tell us one of the rules in rugby league?
Oh, my gosh. I honestly can't.
No, that just proves our thought process at the moment, so thank you.
We will let you get back to your very busy day. Thanks for the chat. All right. Well, who have we got next then?
All right. Let's give a cafe a call. This cafe? Is Zuma Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Zuma Cafe. This is Millie speaking.
Millie, it's Hamish and Gabby from Hit FM. How are you?
Oh, hi. How are you going?
Good. We're just doing a quick survey in regards to the state of origin because it's coming to Adelaide in 2020. We want to know how excited you are.
I don't really care about the state of origin.
So not keen on the rugby league at all?
No, not in the slightest.
So if you had to choose between Queensland and New South Wales, who would you go?
Oh, look, probably New South Wales.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah, I don't. all right. Let's hang up then, shall we?
That's two that agree with us so far.
Yeah, okay, so we're ringing places in Adelaide to see if they're keen on getting the State of Origin, a game of State of Origin in 2020. So far, no one.
No one cares so far, but one more try because you never know. So we're going to give one of the McDonald's a call in Adelaide.
Oh, okay, let's do that then.
McDonald's, Adelaide, how can I help?
Hi, who's this?
Harrison, who's this?
Hi, Harrison. It's Hamish and Gabby from Hit FM. We just had a really quick question for you. We know you're busy, so we won't keep you, but we just wanted to know if you're excited that the State of Origin is coming to Adelaide in 2020.
I suppose so, yeah.
Really? So you like rugby league?
Not really. You just really amped it up for me.
So I've gotten you excited, but you weren't actually that keen until now.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we need to make more of these phone calls.
Yeah, we may do. All right, we'll let you get back to it, mate. Thanks for that.
Thanks, mate. See ya.
All right, see ya.
No one's that keen.
No one's keen.
But...
unless we call around.
Well, I feel like this should be sent to the State of Origin Board.
Yeah.
And they should hire me as ambassador to go around and excite Adelaide for the next year and a half before it gets played there, or 2 years it gets played there.
Well, if you want to spend 2 years in Adelaide, good luck to you.
No. I don't want
to
spend 2 years in Adelaide. I just want a spruik in Adelaide. So over the phone's fine.
I would be happy if you spent 2 years in Adelaide. Gab and I were having a chat the other day. We're just sitting down, you know, just talking amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
And I found out that you lack a basic skill.
I do. Gab. I do. I can't whistle.
You cannot whistle.
Some days I'm better than others, and I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if my mouth is more inclined. What makes a good whistle? Maybe your mouth has to be moist?
A good pursed lips.
Well, maybe my lips are easily pursed some days more than others. I don't know, because some days I can, some days I can't.
Yeah, right. Give it a go. Yeah, nah, this is one of those off days, I think. One of those off days. That's okay, that's terrible.
My Nana is the same.
Really?
She walks around whistling, trying to whistle all the time, and it is so annoying because that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And you're just like, man, quit. You can't do it.
Yeah. And it's a basic. I wouldn't call it a necessity, but it's a basic skill.
That most people possess.
Yeah.
Like, as kids, you learn how to whistle, and majority of people can do it.
All right, 13, 12, 16. Give us a call and tell us the basic skill, the life skill that you just don't possess.
One of my sisters can't click her fingers.
No, I can't because I've got double-jointed fingers, so my thumb bends back.
Basic skill you don't possess.
Yeah.
You can't click your fingers.
How do you click
along to music?
Well, I don't, as a rule. I prefer to hum.
Or whistle. You whistle, I'll click. We're a good team.
That's right. Maybe somebody hasn't ever learnt to ride a bike.
Maybe.
Or can't tell the time on an analogue watch.
Yes.
Give us a call. We would love to hear from you. What is the basic skill you just don't possess? Angus is on the line. What is it for you?
I got a few. I can't skip, whistle, or click.
Skip, whistle, or click.
Wow.
How has that affected your life?
Well, I can't, call dogs or, people are skipping, it's just, weird.
You just stand there? Are we talking skipping with a rope or skipping down the street to, you know?
Yeah, you know how, you skip and my knees just, stay straight.
Yeah.
I know how to do it.
All right. I mean, how do you show...
I feel like that could be a taught skill.
How do you show people you're happy as you walk down the street?
Yeah.
You can't, because...
if you win the lotto, what are you going to do?
Yeah. It's just going to be a straight-legged mess on the way down to pick up your millions. It's not right. It's not right at all, Angus. You've got to fix one of those things. What's the first thing on your list that you will try and fix? Will it be the clicking, the skipping, or the... what was the other one?
Probably skipping.
Skipping.
Whistling, that was
whistling,
it.
Whistling, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Skipping. All right. All right, maybe we can sort out a skipping class or something. Like, there has to be someone that could teach that skill.
Hang on, I'll Google TAFE and see if they offer up a course.
Everyone's been obsessing over Caramilk chocolate. It has been sold out in all stores because it's a limited time only chocolate bar in Australia. Pretty sure it's quite common in New Zealand.
Is it?
It's always available in New Zealand, but in Australia it was only released for a limited time.
I heard that it was only available through Woolworths. Is that
a lie?
It's
everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Everywhere. Okay. Coles, Woolies, IGA, literally everywhere.
Right, okay.
But only if it's available, because selling out like you would not believe, to the point where people were selling them on eBay for like $100 a block because they were such a hot commodity.
Yeah.
But yesterday, there was a food recall by Cadbury in Australia. They have said that Cadbury Cara Milk needs to be returned because a limited number of the product has been found to contain small, flexible pieces of food-grade plastic as a result of a machinery fault during the manufacturing process.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only blocks that have a best before between the 17th and the 21st of the 1st, 2019.
Yep.
So if your best before is between those dates, you should return the block to your point of purchase for a full refund.
Sure.
No proof of purchase is required that.
Yep.
However, there is over, I think, 15,000 comments on this post on the Cadbury Dairy Milk Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And not one person is agreeing to hand over their block of chocolate.
It took them so long to get it.
And everyone is just like, you know what? I'll take the risk.
Yeah.
I'm halfway through anyway. Why not? Or other people are saying, I bought it, I ate it. It's not just sitting around waiting to be returned.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
gone.
I haven't got it sitting in the safe at home.
No.
It's
there are a couple of people that do because they bought 60 plus blocks. That's why it's sold out.
Yep.
And so, you know, they're like, oh, I've had 10 and I haven't. This one guy, Kevin, I've eaten 10 blocks and no problems. You think I'm going to give up the last 60 blocks I have over my dead body?
I read that. A couple of the comments that were on there as well, and people calling it a scam.
Yeah.
They're like, no way, they just want to get their hands on my chocolate. Yeah. I'm not handing that back. It's a scam. They're just going to resell it and get more money.
I would really like to know
how
many blocks they actually get back in this recall.
Oh, they're not getting
any. Well, we've already eaten the block that we received. It's all gone. But there's no way I would have handed it back if we did still have it.
It's food-grade plastic. It's okay. It's only little and it's flexible. It should be...
No, well, you can eat it, but you can't really digest it. You can't digest plastic. Yeah, that's the problem.
It'll go through. It'll come out the other end.
Unless it gets stuck.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.